Our eyes must be fixed on Jesus, May 8. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Throughout life we will have our conflicts with the powers of darkness and will be obtaining precious victories. Our eyes must be kept fixed upon the mark of the prize. When Joshua went up from the Jordan to take Jericho, he met a majestic being, and at once challenged him, "Art thou for us, or for our adversaries?" The answer was, "As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." Not Joshua, the leader of Israel, but Christ himself, accomplished the work of taking Jericho. These were the lessons continually given the children of Israel. By directing their attention to the God of heaven, Christ taught them not to take the glory to themselves. Let us not cherish self-exaltation. When we begin to think we are something, let us remember that we have nothing different from or better than other mortals, except what God has given us. When in need, bear in mind our relation to the children of Israel. Their history is clearly traced by the pen of inspiration. We are not to imitate their example of murmuring and repining. God placed upon the lips of Moses no words of condemnation. In this respect they were separate and distinct from other nations. In accepting the religion of Jesus Christ, many seem to think that they are taking a downward step. These are in need of stepping down from their self-esteem and self-righteousness, and humbling themselves before God. But those who place themselves in connection with the living God, as his sons and daughters, are taking steps upward. We are to talk of heaven and heavenly things, keeping ourselves in a position of supplication before God. It is not safe for any of us to feel that we are where our feet cannot slip, but we should feel that the ground whereon we stand is holy. Cleanse the soul temple of its defilement, that Christ may come in and reign supreme. By beholding Jesus Christ, we shall grow up into his likeness. The more closely we are connected with him, the more clearly we shall see our imperfections. In order to know the power and strength of true godliness, we must hide in Jesus, dedicating ourselves to him without reserve. Fully dedicate your strength, your mind, all your abilities, to God. Wherever he places you, however humble may be your position, work with fidelity.